Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, isolated showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon, mid-70s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms into the overnight hours. We'll see temperatures in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely in the lower 70s. Tomorrow night, isolated storms 50 and Sunday, sunny at 72. Right now, it's 59.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. It's Friday. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly has slowed down the reopening of Kansas economy. Kelly yesterday ordered bars and bowling alleys to remain closed through the end of the month and plans to keep some coronavirus-inspired restrictions in place until near the end of June. A limit on public gatherings of 10 or fewer people will remain in place rather than being increased to 30 on Monday. The governor is allowing barbershops and hair and nail salons to reopen as planned, but limiting them to appointments only. Federal regulators have reached settlements with two agricultural storage and supply businesses to resolve alleged violations of clean air regulations. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency said in a news release yesterday that it inspected Midland Marketing Co-op Incorporated and Troy Elevator Incorporated in response to accidental releases of anhydrous ammonia that injured workers. I'm Rick Everett with Friday Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And here's how your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. Ford service centers are an essential part of your community. And your Ford dealer is there to help you during these trying times. If your vehicle is in need of service, simply call to schedule an appointment. Your participating Ford service centers are ready to help. Ask about pickup and delivery options. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let your local Ford dealer do their part, and help take care of you. Contact your local participating Ford dealer for more details or go online at Ford.com.
A northeast Kansas mayor has suspended her campaign for the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate. Manhattan Mayor Usha Reddy said yesterday that responding to the coronavirus pandemic has become her most important work and would demand all of her focus for the foreseeable future. Reddy's decision all but guarantees that state senator and Kansas City area doctor Barbara Belair will be the next Democratic nominee. Reddy had raised less than $147,000 for her campaign through March. Sedgwick County will pay $310,000 to a Wichita woman injured when a county employee crashed into her in December of 2017. The Wichita Eagle reports the settlement comes in a lawsuit filed by Matilda Pruitt after she suffered head, neck, back, and other injuries in the crash. Her lawsuit says she was stopped at a Wichita intersection waiting to turn when a county employee crashed into the back of her vehicle. The impact pushed her car into oncoming traffic. Mid-America Network News.
As I look back over the past year, I've seen many neighbors and friends who have passed through our doors, and I want to make sure you know how important you are to us. We thank you for your business and look forward to serving you in the future. We'll continue to shop the many different insurance companies to find you the best deal for your home, farm, equipment, vehicles, crops, and business. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Again, thanks for your business.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska may not make its goal of conducting 3,000 coronavirus tests per day by the end of May through the state's Test Nebraska program. But Governor Pete Ricketts says he's confident testers will reach that pace at some point if residents continue to sign up. Ricketts announced the $27 million coronavirus testing contract with Utah-based Nomi Health and three other firms April 21st, along with plans for a five-week ramp-up period to reach the estimated 3,000 tests per day. The number of Nebraskans filing new unemployment claims appears to be stabilizing, but is still far higher than it was before the coronavirus pandemic. The U.S. Department of Labor says Nebraska state officials received 6,408 new jobless claims during the week that ended on March 9th. Last week, the state reported 6,418 claims. The number of claims surged to a record 27,788 in early April. Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Graduation weekend will look considerably different this year as at least partial shutdowns continue. Area schools were to have hosted commencement exercises this weekend, but those plans are on hold, with tentative dates set for most districts later this summer. KNDY will air a salute to the seniors Sunday afternoon at 2:30 on FM 95.5. This was to have been the time for graduation, which has been reset for Sunday, July 26th at 2:30 in the Junior Senior High Activity Center. MHS has 79 seniors this year. Valley Heights commencement has been set for Saturday, July 25th at 11 a.m., with a location to be announced for 24 seniors. Hanover and Lynn High Schools have both rescheduled graduation for Sunday, June 21st at 1 p.m. Hanover has 22 and Lynn 13 seniors this year. Axtell commencement is slated for Sunday, July 26th at 3 p.m. with 13 seniors. Washington County graduation is Saturday, July 18th at 2 with 25 seniors. Finally, Nemaha Valley is marked June 21st or July 19th at the high school stadium for their 49 seniors. We have yet to confirm alternate dates for USD 380. Frankfort has 14 seniors and Centralia 24. In Nebraska, Diller O'Dell has 20 and Southern at Wymore 35 seniors. Several communities have hosted or are planning drive-by graduate salutes of various types. KNDY continues a tradition of senior salutes airing this week and next and congratulates all of the area graduates. A 5 to 7 year state prison sentence was handed down for an Alabama man as he was convicted of attempted robbery in Gage County in connection with a February 8th incident that ended with his arrest south of Wymore. Authorities were in pursuit of 33-year-old Yovan Travis. A vehicle in which he was a passenger was stopped after traffic spikes were used, and a confrontation in a convenience store parking lot at Wymore had him exiting the vehicle, dropping what turned out to be a pellet gun. After that, he used the vehicle to escape again, and he was stopped a short time later south of Wymore. A 15-year criminal history was taken into account with the sentencing and included dropping five other charges on a plea agreement. Again, the Marshall County Courthouse will reopen effective Monday, May 18th. Only the main entrance will be open, and a Sheriff's Department employee will be posted to take temperature and ask COVID-related questions as patrons check in. One person per household will be allowed, with no children under age 13. All are asked to wear a mask with social distancing measures in effect. Those not requiring in-person business are still encouraged to use alternate means of communication in conducting county business. Charles Chuck Thomas of Liberty died Tuesday afternoon when his utility vehicle struck a semi-truck in Pawnee County. He was turning off Highway 8 at 609 Avenue when he reportedly collided with the side of a semi driven by a Dodge City man. Chuck Thomas was pronounced dead at the scene as a result of the accident shortly before 2:30 p.m. Tuesday. Kansas Department of Health and Environment has lifted the boil water advisory issued earlier this week for the Wetmore community in Nemaha County. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities Friday, May 15th for those who qualify financially. If you've not already signed up, bring a copy of proof of income so they can qualify your application. For a family of one, income must be below $1,383 per month. For each additional person in your family at $486. Boxes will be handed out at a drive-through from the bus bay on the south side of a Helvering Center. Boxes cannot be saved for a later date. For details, contact the Marshall County Agency on Aging at 562-5522. Services are set Monday, 10 a.m. for Chuck Thomas, age 85, of Liberty. Services will be held at the home farm with interment at the Liberty Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 2 until 4. at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Chuck Thomas. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, turkey, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, and pumpkin pie bar. Monday, fish, cheesy potatoes, Normandy blend, and cherries. KNDY News Time 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Along with the new 2020 Chevy pickups, the Nordis Motor Company has several pickups in on trade, including a like-new 2018 Silverado 1500, a 2015 Ram 1500 Longhorn Edition, a 2014 Chevy Silverado 2500 HD, and a 2013 GMC Sierra 1500 model. Used trucks in on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
What's happening on Friday?
KNDY's Friday Night Live, that's what. Playing your requests from 6 to 9 live on FM 95.5. Brought to you by CJ Express, Identities, the Wagon Wheel Cafe, and Enan's Automotive, your Napa parts store.
There's going to be a bunch of cool bands playing and stuff.
Be sure to tune in and request your favorites. It's Friday Night Live, brought to you by CJ Express, Identities, the Wagon Wheel Cafe, and Enan's Automotive, your Napa parts store. Live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, this low pressure system is heading off into the eastern parts of the United States. What we have a cold front extending into the central and east central parts of the Midwest, bringing showers and thunderstorms. And this will continue to bring chances of showers and thunderstorms across the Midwest as we head through the day tonight, continuing into tomorrow as this front becomes stationary. Another system across the upper parts of the Midwest will move down, bringing more chances of rain, showers and thunderstorms as we head into tomorrow. Otherwise, we'll continue with mild temperatures, warmer for next week. So looking at the forecast for this Friday, isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, mid-70s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms into the overnight hours, upper 50s, and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, storms likely at 72 degrees. That's a look at your local forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-May 74, record high on this date 92 in 2013. The average low 51, the record low 37 set in 2004. Sunset this evening 8:36, sunrise in the morning at 6:10. 59 degrees with fog dissipating this morning. Winds favor the northwest. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 15th of May. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Baseball disconnect and a haircut for charity. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred told CNN on Thursday if a player tests positive for COVID-19, they would be quarantined without shutting down operations. But Rays pitcher Blake Snell on a Twitch stream said the money isn't worth it. ESPN's Jeff Passan.
Don't say the quiet part out loud. Like, that's just a good rule to have in life. And let Tony Clark and Bruce Meyer and the other people at the Players Association who are negotiating this stuff try to do it without any of the outside distractions.
Owners have proposed a 50-50 revenue split with players. Former baseball all-star and general manager Bob Watson passed away at age 74. He was the first player to hit for the cycle in both leagues. Arrest warrants have been issued in South Florida for Giants cornerback DeAndre Baker and Seahawks cornerback Quentin Dunbar in connection with an alleged armed robbery incident at a party on Wednesday night. NASCAR is set to return Sunday after a two-month pandemic hiatus. The Cup Series will run every Sunday and Wednesday for the next 2 weeks. Driver Ryan Newman also making a return after being hospitalized following his horrific crash at the Daytona 500 in February.
My dad got me started racing quarter midgets when I was 4 and a half. And if you can remember before you were 4 and a half, you're a unique person. So I'm excited about getting back behind the wheel. And I have a goal in my life to be a Cup champion.
Washington Wizards head coach Scott Brooks shaved off his hair for charity. The Brooks Looks Challenge reached its $25,000 donation goal to the Feeding the Front Lines Fund created by Monumental Sports and Entertainment.
Yeah, this is our way of giving back. Our team is phenomenal. We've always, that's a big part of our commitment is giving back to the community. But you see it everywhere, like you said with James. It's just everybody has inspired me, inspired my family. It's pretty cool to see everybody getting involved.
This is Rich Cantu, AB.
I take great pride in my lawn. My Raptor zero-turn mower from Hustler gives me the perfectly manicured cut I want. With the power, strength, and speed of a professional zero-turn mower, I quickly maneuver around obstacles with ease, allowing me to maneuver around life's most difficult obstacle, time. Hustler Turf, quality tools designed to improve quality of life.
Find the entire line of Hustler residential and commercial zero-turn mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Agricultural credit conditions in the Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank's 10th District deteriorated at a slightly faster pace as the COVID-19 outbreak ramped up in the first quarter of the year. The Fed's survey of ag lenders during the first quarter showed a larger decline in farm income and loan repayment rates than in recent quarters. Looking to the future, bankers say they're more pessimistic in terms of expectations. Further disruption to meatpacking and food processing facilities, as well as a substantial slowdown in ethanol production, and put heavier downward pressure on cattle and corn prices. As of early May, cash prices for both commodities declined more than 20% in January. That's done nothing but add pressure to an already stressed farm finance in seven states in the Fed's district. While farm income in the district weakened along a steep drop in agriculture commodity prices, spending by farm borrowers also weakened slightly but less abruptly than farm income. After showing some signs of stabilizing in previous surveys, credit conditions deteriorated quicker in the first quarter this year. Similar to farm income, farm loan repayment rates also declined at a faster rate than recent quarters. About 40% of the banks in the district reported a decline in repayment rates compared to previous surveys. Well, President Trump appears to admit there's likely some challenges ahead with the trade deal with China. He said the magnitude of the coronavirus pandemic will far outweigh any positive effect the agreement may provide the U.S. Many analysts don't expect China to meet the purchase target of $77 billion in U.S. goods and services this year compared to the 2017 baseline levels. The president tweeted, as he said, for a long time, dealing with China is a very expensive thing to do. He said, we've made some great trade deals. The ink was barely dry, and the world was hit by a plague from China. 100 trade deals won't make up the difference all those innocent lives lost. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Ag Network News. The national average price of gasoline dropped another 5 cents over the last week. Fuel prices have declined for 8 straight weeks amid the COVID-19 pandemic and a flooded oil market. Gas Buddy reports the national average price of gasoline at $1.78 per gallon, while the national average price of diesel fell 2.9 cents to $2.49. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan says unprecedented demand destruction has been dismantling expensive gas prices everywhere. Data from the Energy Information Administration last Wednesday highlighted another blowout week for oil and refined products inventories. Crude oil inventories skyrocketed to 19.2 million barrels, the single largest weekly rise ever, while gasoline jumped nearly 5 million barrels and distillate inventories jumped 6.3 million. Demand for gasoline remained anemic at 5.08 million barrels per day, while Gas Buddy demand figures put the losses around 55% to 70% by state as millions are staying at home and some now without work. Refineries also pulled back, utilizing just 69% of their capacity at a time they're normally north of 90% to 95%. Sam Spack, Mid-America Ag Network News. Sam Spack with your latest agricultural news from the Mid-America. and America Ag Network. The Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank reports a slowdown of farm lending in the first quarter of the year before the emergence of global economic developments related to COVID-19. Growth in farm lending continued to show signs of slowing. According to data collected in early February, agricultural lending activity showed further signs of slowing in the first quarter despite an increase in the volume of operating loans. The total volume of non-real estate loans remained above the historical average, but were about 10% lower than a year ago. Despite a decline in most types of lending, loans for operating expenses increased nearly 10%. The overall decline was driven by a drop of about 30% in both livestock loans and loans for miscellaneous purposes. The Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank says demand for farm loans may increase as economic disruptions associated with the COVID-19 pandemic could put additional pressure on farm finances. With the latest in everything trade and ag-related, I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. Although it's hard to tell that sometimes, isn't it? It's agriculture, of course, talking about land values and today whether farmers are actually buying farmland. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
You might think that with COVID-19 and the ag economy being the way it is, that farmers buying farmland would have come to a stop. Well, let's find out. Ray Brownfield of Land Pro LLC was a guest with my buddy Max Armstrong on the TV show This Week in Agribusiness. Are any deals being made, Ray?
It goes day by day. This whole situation is so unknown as to when it's going to come to an end. We hope soon. But I do think it slowed the thought process down right now a bit. I still would say if a farm comes up for sale right next to an adjoining landowner who's always wanted it, they're probably going to take a hard look at it. I think the competitiveness in the market today has maybe diminished somewhat, which drives price. So we'll see where that all ends up as the summer and fall goes on into the usual market opens up again around harvest and after harvest. So I guess we'll have to see what happens then.
We've been hearing a lot about cabin fever with this COVID-19 lockdown, the stay-at-home orders and whatnot, especially from the big cities where people are, well, they're saying they're going to move out when this is over and they can go out into the country. They can work remotely. They've found that out. And they're going to move out to the country and buy up some farmland or whatnot and live there. Do you think that will really happen, or is that just a frustration speaking right now?
I think there's a chance that it will. My friends in the Realtor Land Institute that I belong to, and we're all brokers that talk with each other, and we're starting to see a little more of that. It used to be discretionary income. When there's a little money left over, let's go to the country, have a nice place to go. We're starting to see a little more of, hey, maybe this is a good place to go and get away from the population growth, which probably has people very concerned for now and the future. So I think we're going to see a more of a trend. I'm not sure how much, to be honest with you. It's still kind of early on to make that prediction. But we've had some cases where we have some farms listed right now that are what I call retreat, hunting kind of properties. Frankly, I've had a few more calls on them than I've had on pure farmland. So I don't know if that's going to be a trend or not. The problem is that there's lots of things that go with buying land in the country that I think that, in the winter, you get a snow removal, you get a lot of things to do that you didn't have in the city necessarily. So I think they're going to want to be relatively close to work if they can.
Ray Brownfield of Land Pro LLC. Back after this.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm Bureau, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and come to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Some fog lingering this morning. 59 degrees with a light northwest wind. We missed any showers or thunderstorms last night with rumbles of thunder to our east and to our south. Some more significant thunderstorms, including tornado warnings, prompted in parts of southeast Kansas. Middle 70s today and tomorrow. Could be a scattered chance for thunderstorms late today. Better chance late Saturday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Friday, appearing on a CNN Coronavirus Town Hall. Major hopeful that we will have some Major League Baseball this summer. Manfred says health is his top priority for everyone who is involved.
As I've said before, all of those plans are dependent on what the public health situation is and us reaching the conclusion that it'll be safe for our players and other employees to come back to work.
Manfred said he was hopeful we will have some Major League Baseball this summer and that their hopes are to stage an 82-game season. That'll all be dependent on the public health situation and whether it's safe for players and employees to return to work. He said players will be tested for COVID-19 multiple times per week and promised a 24-hour turnaround time in results. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Constantly flipping light switches to save on the electric bill? It helps, but when it comes to household energy usage, there are bigger fish to fry. A closer look today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No one plans to get sick or injured, but when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
These days, no one can afford to take the risk of being without financial protection against high health care costs, not even for a few days. Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans offer short-term health care coverage to fill in those temporary gaps. Short-term health plans can provide you with medical coverage when you are between health plans, helping lower your potential financial risk. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 15th, the 136th day of the year. Children's author L. Frank Baum was born on this day, and nylon stockings were first sold in stores on this day 80 years ago. Trying to get a handle on household energy usage, here's a breakdown of which appliances are gobbling up the most power. In summer, air conditioning accounts for a whopping 46% of energy usage in the home. You'll get the most bang for your buck by making sure you're using it efficiently. The hot water heater comes in second, soaking you for 14% of household energy. Kitchen and laundry appliances are right behind at 13%. Lighting and media equipment account for less than 10% of your electric bill. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
She grew up on the side of the road where the church bells ring and strong love grows. She grew up good, she grew up slow, like American honey. creature, free as a weed. Couldn't wait to get going, but wasn't quite ready. So when I sing, pure and sweet American honey, there's a wild, wild whisper blowing in the wind, calling out my name like a long lost friend. Oh, I miss those days as the years go by. Oh, nothing sweeter than summertime and American honey. Trying to be everything can make you lose your mind. I just wanna go back in time to American honey, yeah. There's a wild, wild whisper blowing in the wind, calling out my name like a long lost friend. Summertime and American honey. I've gone for so long now, I gotta get back to her somehow, to American.